It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
And you're welcome to another segment, another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. And if you are listening to me right now, I want to assure you that this was divinely planned. God wants you to be here. So if this is your first time of joining us, or you are just listening to us by coincidence, I want to assure you that you are in the right place. This is the Open Heaven Hour, where we gather as yearners of the word of God. We yearn to hear what God has to say for us, to us, every morning. And if you are a frequent on this show, you can kindly do us a favor by telling somebody to tell somebody to tell everybody that it is time to listen to the word of God. So gather friends, family, neighbors, let them know that it is that time of the day for our devotion. This segment of the show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you to the 16th day in the month of July 2024. What a beautiful time to be alive. So if you are grateful to be alive this morning, I want you to take a second of your time to appreciate the King of Glory. Let's thank Him for another privilege to be alive this morning. Be thankful for yourself, be thankful for your family, and be thankful for the world in general. Once again, I want to welcome you to the Open Heaven Hour, where we get to learn and share the word of God. Today is July the 16th, 2024, and it's a beautiful Tuesday, where we'll be looking at a topic that says, don't kill a wounded soldier. Don't kill a wounded soldier. The hymn for today is hymn 25 from our Open Heaven devotional. The great physician now is near. The great physician now is near. Our Bible in 1 year will be taken from Isaiah chapter 9 to chapter 11. Isaiah from chapter 9 to chapter 11. Our memory verse today will be taken from the book of Galatians chapter 6 verse 1. It's quite lengthy, but we can take it together. Galatians chapter 6 verse 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Galatians chapter 6 verse 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of John, chapter 8, from verse 1 to verse 11. John chapter 8, from verse 1 to verse 11. Are you with your Bibles this morning? John chapter 8, from verse 1 to verse 11. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Now early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say? This they said, testing him, and that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first." And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest, even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, "Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says, "Don't kill a wounded soldier." The manual says, "It is quite terrible that some people judge individuals who have made mistakes just so they can feel better about themselves. Their goal is to boost their self-esteem rather than admonish the people who made the mistake or bring them to Christ." The people who attempted to stone the adulterous woman in John chapter 8 from verse 1 to 11 were just like this. They did not expect that Jesus will put the searchlight of righteousness on them. He humiliated them as they planned to humiliate her. When we correct someone just to show how righteous we are attacking their self-esteem, adding to the weight of guilt they already bear, and making it more difficult for them to come to Christ. God turns against people who condemn others to prove that they are righteous. When Jesus sees a fallen soldier in his army, he wants to help the fellow up. If he discovers that other soldiers are throwing stones at the fellow to kill him or are completely, he turns against those soldiers to defend the one who is wounded. It is unfortunate that many Christians use their superiority complex to hand their own brothers and sisters over to the devil. For example, who is a young Christian girl supposed to turn to if she becomes pregnant out of wedlock? Fellow believers or unbelievers? In most cases, a church members might call her a prostitute and make her feel unwanted, while unbelievers may show her care and understanding. When soldiers are wounded, they need people to help them dress their wounds so they can stand up again. If the people they get help from are from the enemy's camp, they may never return to their own camp again. This is why many backsliders keep going deeper into sin. They think that they will no longer find forgiveness and acceptance in the church, so they backslide completely. The Holy Spirit is drawing them towards the church, but they are reluctant to go back out of fear of being condemned by the people who should show love to them the most. Beloved, if a fellow believer falls, don't condemn the person. Don't turn such a person into an object of gossip rather get other Christians together to pray and follow up on the fellow until he or she comes back to God. This was the testimony about Job in Job chapter 4 from verse 3 to 4, which says, "Behold, thou hast instructed many, and thou hast strengthened the weak, and thy words have upholden him that was fallen, and thou hast strengthened the feeble knees." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Today's open heaven comes with an action point that says, show love to any believer you know that may require encouragement by calling or sending a message to say you will always be there for him or her. Show some love to somebody today by sending that message or by calling. Let them know that you are there for them as a believer in Christ. Iron sharpeneth iron. So does a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Just have that at the back of your mind. If today's open heaven has indeed been a great blessing to you, you can also be a blessing to somebody by sharing. So how can you do the sharing? By visiting our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast and you can always see our past and current open heaven devotionals. Click on the share button and share. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. every morning live on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, or you can download our mobile app on Play Store and Apple Store at www.praisepalaceradio. Just search for Praise Palace Radio and you will be able to see it there. I do hope to see you tomorrow, even though I cannot see you. I do hope you get to join us tomorrow. Till you hear my voice again, please do have a wonderful day and remain blessed.